Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 508. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, including the postage and handling. And I have some Bible reading, real good Bible reading, incidentally. If you want to know what sin is, then stay tuned. Don't turn to any other station, because this is the only station at the moment that you're going to be able to receive the truth of the word of the Lord. And that'll pull you out of your depression and your recession and your disappointments and every evil thing that you're into. I also have some letters, and I've got I'm going to expound on the word of God. And I've got some songs, but right now let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint this program, to anoint me, Father, and everyone that's reading on the program, Lord. And anoint, Lord God, everyone in the body of Christ. Give them strength and power and wisdom and knowledge and understanding as never before. Give it to them everywhere in the world, everywhere on earth, where there's a small cluster of your saints. True Christians are never seen in huge auditoriums. The people that go to huge auditoriums are going there because they're hearing smooth things, things that don't pertain really to the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Such as take up thy cross and follow me. Let all my ideas and let all of my desires be nailed to the cross, and let thy will be done. Let my will be nailed to the cross, Lord, and let your will be done in my life here of mortality. Because I want to be immortal, and I want to receive life and remain living with your immortal life in me until I'm taken up. Lord, I pray that everyone that names the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will do likewise. And even those out in the world that don't know you yet, Father, let them be saved, that they may know you as the Apostle Paul knew you, as Moses knew you, as, of course, Jesus, you are the Father, and knew you, and all the apostles, with the exception of the betrayer, Judas Iscariot. Lord, I pray that you will send a mighty wind from the kingdom of heaven, which is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the dove, into everyone's soul so they'll be able to make a strong stand in these last days. And those, Lord, that have sinned in ignorance, forgive them. Wash them in your precious blood. Give them power from on high. Lord, I ask it that the souls may be saved and the church strengthened. I ask it, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, I felt that prayer from the Lord, did you not?
Amen.
All right, so you must know that the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel. Amen. Amen. Now, I love the song, O Holy Night, by Mariah Carey so much that I wanted to play it again tonight. I've just never heard anybody. Now, I'm not an exact fan of Mariah Carey. I've heard a lot of her songs, and she always sounds a little bit too wispy for me, but I'm telling you, she sings this song better than any song she's ever sung. She should, in my estimation, go into strictly serving the Lord and singing gospel songs as good as she sings this one. It's O Holy Night by Mariah Carey. Listen closely, because you'll never hear anyone sing it better. Good pipes, big lungs, amen. Whew, I mean, I never heard anybody sing that good. This is the most everyone that I've ever heard of her. I've never really cared like, but this one, she tore that up, all right. She tore it up, praise the Lord. You know, this is why I guess my success was so great in the entertainment industry, was because I was able to cherry-pick the best people, or people that have potential to be the best. And just after I got saved, I was offered the Beatles to manage them, and the Rolling Stones, Buffalo Springfield, and a whole host of other people, big-name groups. And I couldn't do it anymore because I'm saved. And I haven't regretted one second of being saved. Praise the Lord. All right, now we have some letters. Where's the first one from?
From Edo State, Nigeria. Pastor Tony, many thanks again. I've just received your literature and the t-shirts I requested. Sir, I read The Fugitive Pope and The Pope's Secrets, and they are really interesting. Many of my friends who are Catholics saw your literature entitled Another Pearl Harbor, and they were interested to know more about this anti-Christian religious cult. I promise to give them copies of these newsletters. Sir, I pray for more power and anointing upon you to write more inspired literature from the Holy Scriptures, the King James Version only. It really hurt when I read about the Pope. I was angry when I discovered that the Vatican's aim is to put the whole wide world into confusion and everlasting torment. But I thank God for you and for us who are the body of Christ. We who are bringing back God's standard are indestructible, and the darts from the devil are nothing to us. They are of no effect to Christ and His church. We need to pray for the already deceived, the nitwits, who take God's word as not real, those who are nonchalant, that God will have mercy on them and grant them the power to come to Christ. Before I came in contact with your literature, I was oblivious about the Pope and never knew that he was devious. But I was thinking he was the exact opposite of what he is.
Not only devious, but a deviant. Amen?
Amen.
The chief of deviants. And of course, he's completely possessed with Satan. He's powered, the Bible says, by Satan, the Roman Catholic cult. Well, you can call the church if you want to, but I wouldn't do that at the judgment bar of God. Okay, then what?
He is scurrilous, a sham, and a scoundrel. The UN...
The devil, yes. And then what?
The UN and the papacy think they are smart. They are relaxed and smirking. But he who sits on the throne shall laugh at them. Psalms chapter 2, verse 4. Sir, it really angers my soul, and now I am burning twice as much for the Lord. As a young evangelist in Nigeria, I want to deploy the Pope's secrets to all the people in my area, so I will need a lot of copies. I also need prayer for strength to carry out this commandment of the Lord. I really want to correct the erroneous doctrines in the world, especially to the Catholics, who have been taught the traditional beliefs of men, which are heresies and false doctrines. Pastor, I appreciate your efforts and want to be fully involved in assisting you in putting the devil where he belongs. Sir, I need more material for this great commission from our Lord Jesus Christ. May our good Lord continue to guide and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Sincerely, Emmanuel from Edo State, Nigeria, Africa.
All right. You have another one?
Yes. From Lawrence, Kansas. On the 24-hour witnessing line, a caller named Jamie wanted to personally talk to Pastor Lamo to tell him exactly how she found his literature to be powerful, inspirational, and life-changing. Both Jamie and her husband want to be on the mail list for all of the Lamo Ministries literature and for all the radio broadcast interviews Pastor Lamo has done with Greg Zemanski, especially the broadcast of Tony's personal testimony. She said she would be waiting and watching for her mail.
Well, make sure she gets it. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Father God, we just praise and thank your holy name. I pray that you anoint the reading of your word. This is chapter 18 of the book of Leviticus. All right? And a lot of people that don't know what sin is, the following chapters, 18, 19, 20, and so on, tell you what sin is. And verse 1 states that, and the Lord spake. Now, a lot of people don't believe that Jesus can speak or God can speak. But the Bible, all the way throughout, where do you think that all these words in the Bible came from? Because the Lord speaks. He that made the tongue, can he not speak? How pompous people are in this world today that believe that they can speak, but not God who formed the tongue in their rotten little heads. All right? Okay, so, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, now I want you to speak, Moses. Verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, that they're not God, but that he says, I am the Lord your God. As a matter of fact, he's the one that brought him out of Egypt. When all those people there in Africa were persecuting the Jews. Now, the NAACP might not like to hear this, but if you read the Bible, we have to read the Bible and believe the Bible the way it is. Amen?
Amen.
Egypt is Africa, right?
Amen.
And so he says, I am the Lord, the boss, your God. All right? Now, verse 3. After the doings of the land of Egypt or Africa, wherein ye did dwell, shall ye not do. Because these people were worshiping lice. Everything that moved, they worshiped, and even unmovable objects, they worshiped. You'd throw down a stick, and they'd worship it. A goose that's flying over, they would fall down and worship it. And not only that, they killed their own children. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, that is also all Africa, whither I bring you, I don't want you to do what they do. Because they're so bad that I'm going to have you go in there and slaughter them. All. I want you to kill them all. Neither shall ye walk in their ordinances, their laws. Like, for instance, the laws in this country today and all over the world, that it's all right to have same-sex marriages. And also it's all right to murder. Of course, they put a good, they make a new word out of murder. They call it abortion. And the Lord doesn't want you to receive that from them. He doesn't want you to walk in their ordinances. That's a law, that you can commit murder. That's the ordinances of Africa back then. Okay, in verse 4, ye shall do my judgments and keep mine ordinances, which is thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not murder, and you shall not murder any little innocent babies, and you shall not be a homosexual and marry a man with men, women with women, because this is an abomination, a stench in my nostrils. And you're not to, you're to keep my ordinances, to walk in them, walk in therein. I am the Lord. Again, I am your God. I am the Lord your God. You're not God, and the Antichrist government today is not your God, and I don't want you to keep their ordinances. Get it?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is sin if you do that. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments. But what is your judgments, Lord? If you murder, you're going to be killed because I'll kill you. Now, if the ungodly Antichrist government won't kill you, but they'll make up all kinds of excuses that you're crazy or something like that, and put you away, and everybody will have a bleeding heart for these people if they come up that their grandmother kicked them in the rump, and therefore they shouldn't be persecuted, or their mother stuck a fork in their arm and raked it down their arm, like my mother did to me one time. That doesn't give me the right to go out and kill every mother. Amen?
Amen.
Or any mother. Amen? Or any baby. So you walk in my statutes and my judgments. My judgment is if you murder, you're going to die. And you're going to hell. That's why you're supposed to keep my judgments. But we don't believe that this is the word of God. Oh, you believe in living according to the Antichrist, where kids are walking into school now because they don't receive any Bible, and that they can go and they go in there and murder everybody, and then you say, I wonder what's happened with their brains. No, I wonder, but I really don't wonder what's wrong with your brain. Because your brain, there's you don't believe in God and keeping his commandments and his judgments. And for that, you'll spend eternity screaming your head off in the lake of fire. Okay, so you're to keep my judgments, which if a man keeps my judgments, he shall live. And he's talking about have eternal life, immortality. Yeah, he'll live in them. God has to keep reminding idiots. Again, he says, I am the Lord, not you. I'm the Lord that made you. I made blood go through your veins. I also blew breath into you and allow you to breathe each breath that you breathe. That's coming from me, not from the world government or the Antichrist homosexual in Rome, or the Antichrist president or king that you follow, but you're to follow me. Verse 6, none of you shall approach to any that is near of kin. There's all kinds of men now that are having sex with their daughters and their stepdaughters and their mothers and their children. You know, it is just a rampant today. But none of you two are to go near to any that is near of kin to him. In other words, one of your relatives. To uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. Well, you say, well, does that mean that if we don't look at their nakedness, if they keep their dress on, is it all right to do it? No. You're not to come even near to them. All right? He has to tell you, I am the boss. I'm the boss that's won't let you live the way you do, because I'm not going to make a robot out of you, but you're going to stand before me one of these days, and I'm going to send your rotten, filthy, degenerate soul into the lake of fire. Verse 7, the nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother. Now notice it's saying thy mother. It's not saying your father's wife here. Because they had, and God knew that they had many wives, many of them. And there was no sin against it. But later on he says, and thou shalt not approach to the nakedness of your father's wife or wives. Now, God doesn't condemn them. Well, you say in the beginning, God made one woman and one man. Yes, that's right. And he made them both naked. Does that mean you can walk around naked today in the world? I might. Now, for the nakedness of thy mother, shalt thou not uncover. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. And so these reprobates today will say, why? 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 That's funny. Why? Because he'll send your soul to hell. And he'll kill you here on this earth too. The nakedness of thy father's wife shalt thou not uncover. This is not your mother. This is one of your father's wives. Amen?
Amen.
Like David had several wives, and one of is one of the people in his family approach unto them. He got also Jacob, who had several wives, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob was named Israel. He had several wives, and one of his sons approached into not his mother, but one of his father's wife. So it makes a difference here between mother and the nakedness of thy father's wife shalt thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness, because they both are one flesh. Amen?
Amen.
So it shows that the mother is one flesh with the father and your father's wives, if he does have other wives. Now, this, I'm teaching the Bible. I'm not saying that I do that, okay? And if I did, it wouldn't make any difference. If I did do that, well, then that would be lawful in the eyes of God, would it not?
Amen.
All right. But just because I preach it, because there's so many people like Reverend Hagee and all the other reprobates that are in pulpits today are saying that they put that in the same category of homosexuality. So homosexuality is a crime in the eyes of God, but never in the Word of God does God pour out his wrath on people that are living in polygamy. It's never happened and never will, unless they're just doing it for sex or some filthy reason or something. And then they use up the wife and throw her out on the streets. So the nakedness of thy father's wife shalt thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. Thy father's wife, not your mother, but your father's wife. Now, verse 9. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or daughter of thy mother, whether she be born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. Even if it's your stepsister or your stepdaughter, you're not to come near to her. Verse 10, the nakedness of thy son's daughter. My God, are there people doing such things? Yes, and even worse, they're committing sodomy with them and everything else. They're having sex with animals. And the Lord covers that in these following chapters. So the nakedness of thy son's daughter, that means your granddaughter, or of thy daughter's daughter, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover, for theirs is thine own nakedness. Verse 11, the nakedness of thy father's, their wife's daughter, begotten of thy father, she is thy sister. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Because if you do, you're going to be destroyed. Verse 12, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister. She is thy father's near kinswoman. Verse 13, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, for she is thy mother's near kinswoman. Verse 14, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother. Thou shalt not approach to his wife. She is thine aunt. Verse 15, thou shalt not uncover the... You want to know what that sin is? These are sins if you do this, all right? And if you're a sin, no sinner shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Verse 15, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughter-in-law. That's the one that's married to your son, one of your sons. She is thy son's wife, for God's sake. You reprobate, thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. This is what the Lord means to take up the cross and put the cross to every other member in your family, that you're never going to do anything like that with them because you're going to be destroyed by the Lord. Verse 16, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's wife. My God, well, think of such a thing. It is thy brother's nakedness. My God, I've never even seen my brother naked. I've never seen my mother naked. I've never seen any of my children naked. I've never. Oh, I'm a reprobate. No, I don't like to look at people's nakedness. All right, you're the reprobate. You've seen it in Antichrist movies. And you see it on television, showing babies, newborn babies born, and their nakedness. I don't like to look at stuff like that, all right? It's just was in me ever since I was a child to not do things like that. It was in me. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Neither shalt thou take her son's daughter. If her son had a daughter, he married some woman that was married and her husband died, you're not to take the daughter of her son or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness. Haven't you ever read the Bible? For they are her near kin. Her near kinswoman. It is wickedness. You want to be wicked? Neither shalt thou take a wife and as well as her sister. To vex her, to uncover her nakedness beside the other in her lifetime. In other words, if she dies, it's okay. Also, thou shalt not approach unto a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is put apart for her uncleanness. In other words, for that time of the month. Of a woman that has wisdom should know what I'm talking about, right? All right. Verse 20, moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife to defile thyself with her. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Molech. In other words, people were aborting their children. They were murdering their own children. And so God sent these Jews in to destroy those wicked people. Neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. And I'm going to tell you again because your brain isn't that bright, it's made out of dirt. I am the boss, the Lord. All right, now, verse 22, thou shalt not lie with mankind as though you were lying with a woman. With womankind, it is abomination. You know what abomination is? The most wicked kind of sin. There's nothing more wicked than an abomination. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Verse 23, neither shalt thou lie with any beast, because people do that. You're not to lie with any kind of beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion, and it's sin. Verse 24, defile not ye yourselves in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. In other words, I'm sending you in there to kill them, because that is so evil what they're doing. And God is going to, he's not sending us in to kill the people of this land or any other land, but he's going to bash you devils into hell if you don't repent. So this is a warning, repent, for the Lord is about ready to smash, to bring you down into hell in the lake of fire. Verse 25, and the land is defiled. Therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. And so the Africans don't run Israel anymore. God's people, God's chosen people, the Jews, the land was given to them, not to the Palestinians. That's why it's called Israel, because Israel is Jacob, a Jew. Verse 26, ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, my statutes, not this wicked international antichrist satanic government's statutes and judgments, but ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth or travels among you. Obey me, the Lord says. Verse 27, for all these abominations have the men of the land done. The Africans have all done those things. Because the Africans came from Ham, the son of Noah, because he walked into the tent of Noah and saw him naked and looked upon him and started jiving. Man, laughing and making jokes. And many theologians state that he had committed sodomy with his own dad. And that's why God, and now a lot of people get offended with this, but remember, the Jews were cursed too, and that's why God brought forth Canaan and made him black. So you say, is black, this black skin that I have, a curse? Yeah, it is. Just like the Jews, they had a curse on them for over 2,000 years for saying, let his blood be upon us and our seed. And God let 6 million of them be destroyed in the fire, the ovens in Germany. Okay, so all these abominations have the men of the land done, the land of Canaan land. Canaan was the first black man, which were before you. And the land is defiled. That's why they have to be killed, because they, back then, were degenerate. And you can see a lot of them today that are degenerate. Every other word they say is mother this and mother that. Amen?
Amen.
That's their favorite word. Doesn't show much intelligence, does it?
No.
I mean, I went to prison on false charges to learn all this stuff, man. I mean, I have never seen anybody so defiled in my entire life. So the land is defiled with these people. So the Lord sent them in there. That the land spew not you out. Also, in other words, he's telling his chosen people, if you do the same thing, I'll spit you out of the land too. Because this is my favorite part of the earth. And if you do what these people, these black people did, and I'm preaching the Bible, anybody takes offense with that, well then, really, to hell with you. Okay? Because God's going to send you there anyway. You have to receive his word, not come against it. That the land doesn't spew you out as well. When ye defile it, as it's spewed out the nations that were before you. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them shall be killed, cut off from among their people. And you see so many of them. You see the AIDS epidemic over there, don't you? Mm-hmm. And it's spreading because so many of them are coming to the United States and they're filled full of the HIV. And it's spreading all over the world now. They say one out of three people in Africa are totally jacked up with this disease. Therefore shall ye keep my ordinances, not the Vatican's, my ordinance that ye commit not any one of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that ye defile not yourselves. Therein I am the Lord, again, because your brain is not too sharp. Everybody keeps forgetting. They can hear this now, but tomorrow they forget that God is the boss. I am the Lord, thy God. Chapter 19. And the Lord goes on to tell about all these different sins that he's going to destroy them. And that the people back then have to stone them to death for doing things like this. If they're done in Israel, because God doesn't want to spew Israel out of the Holy Land. Now, it was the most unholy land. And God sent them in there so that it would be the Holy Land, not the unholy land. And I took a little swig here, something to drink, coffee. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, ye shall be holy. You are going to be holy, or you're going to be killed. For I, the Lord your God, am holy. You're not supposed to be calling mother this and mother that and bojab this and haw-haw this and ho-ho that and, you know, laughing and joking and jiving and slapping your knees. No, you're going to be holy. And that isn't holiness. For I am holy, the Lord said. Verse 3. Ye shall fear every man his mother. And his father, and keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord. Well, back then, the Sabbath was when the sun goes down on Friday, till the sun goes down on Saturday. The Sabbath is over on Saturday in Israel. If you ever lived there, you know that. The Jews know what the Sabbath is. But now, the New Testament is that we have to turn our back on the world. We have to crucify our flesh, take up the cross, and follow the Lord. We have to tell people what sin is. And if they laugh at you for it, well then, you know, just shake the dust of your feet off and leave them. For the Lord says, I am the boss. I am the Lord, your boss, your God. Verse 4, turn ye not unto idols, putting anything before God. I mean, if you put your mother, father, sister, brother, son, or daughter, anybody, or anything before God, that's an idol. So turn ye not unto idols. Don't get distracted by anything. Movies, music, sports. Turn ye not unto idols, nor make to yourselves molten gods. I am, again, you people, your brains are not too smart. He says, again, I am the Lord, your boss. The boss, your God. We got to know what sin is, otherwise you're not going to depart from it. And if you offer a sacrifice of peace offerings unto the Lord, ye shall offer it at your own will. I'm not making you do it. You got to choose to do it yourself. It has to be your will to do my will, like my son that I'm going to be sending into the world. Verse 6, it shall be eaten the same day. You offer it, and on the morrow. And if anything remains until tomorrow, the third day, it shall be burnt in the fire. And if it be eaten at all on the third day, it is abomination. It's abominable. It shall be the same thing as sin to you. Now, you know, you're starting to learn what sin is, eh? Not to be accepted. You're not to accept it. Verse 8, therefore, every one that eats it shall bear his iniquity. He's going to carry it. It's going to be in him. It's going to be like dyed or tattooed into you, because he hath profaned the hallowed thing of the Lord. The Lord said it's hallowed. It's been blessed, and then if you start eating it on the third or later days, and then you've made a blessing a curse. And that soul shall be killed, cut off from among his people. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy land, of thy field. Neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. Because you're supposed to leave part of it, the corners of it, for people that are traveling. There were no Howard Johnsons, no McDonald's, no Wendy's or anything like that. Or stands, there's no freeways or highways. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger, the ones that's traveling. The poor people. You got to think about them. Because I want you to tell you why you're going to do that. Because I am the Lord, your God. And I'm the boss, and I'll kill you if you don't do it, I say. And you don't like me because I say I'll do that? because I want you to be so mercy to people. Well, that'll kill you even worse. You'll go to a deeper part of hell. Because remember, I am the Lord thy God. And whether you worship me as God or not, it doesn't make any difference because my way is going to be done. If you do good, then my will is done. You'll go to heaven. If you do evil, my will is done because you're going to hell in the lake of fire. I hope you understand that. God says, let's get everything straight, that I am the Lord, your boss. Verse 11, ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. You're not supposed to lie. You think you're going to get by with it? No, that's a big deal to the Lord because he receives so many false accusations that he doesn't want people to lie anymore. Okay? And ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. Why? Because I'm the Lord, and what I say is going to happen to you will happen to you. I see that my time is up. And this is a time where you can either accept or reject the Lord. If you accept him, you'll be blessed by him. You'll go to heaven if you die tonight or this afternoon or whenever. If you reject him, well, then what will happen? Anybody know?
Go to hell.
You go to hell. That's right. Okay, so my time is up, and we'll carry this on until tomorrow. Let me say that you can accept eternal life right now by saying this prayer. And the Lord God, your boss, with Jesus, with the boss in him, will enter into you by the Holy Spirit, and you'll be saved and have God's power in you and his blessings. So say this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart. I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, and Father, and Holy Spirit. You will not turn me away. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All that call upon your name shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my eternal, everlasting soul. Now just pray, and I thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord. And Sharon, tell them how they can receive a copy of this audio tape or CD, number 508.
Go to AlamoMinistries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure to tune in tomorrow for another lesson in what sin is and how that we absolutely have to reject it because God is the boss. Amen. And he will do to us. He'll give us life if we keep his commandments, and he'll give us death if we don't. Here's Mariah Carey again to sing for you. Hark the Herald Angels Sing.